Pick your poison. Addictions are something people deal with from all walks of life. Addictions come in all shapes and sizes. Whether what we seek is connection, approval, money, fame, or emotional inner peace, every sign in the zodiac comes with its own set of problems. Hi, I'm Joshua, and welcome to the Zenfinity Podcast. For those who have any level of belief in astrology, a person's zodiac sign can help make sense of many aspects of their life, their love lives, their chances for success, the type of work they do, and especially hints and clues to their inner nature or personality. So what does your zodiac sign say about your addictions? Well, I have a list of what each zodiac sign is most addicted to, according to astrologers. So here we go. Aries. Your addiction is speed. Aries has the need for speed. As the youngest sign in the zodiac, their personalities are a jumbled blend of overconfidence, impatience, and neediness. Their constant need for speed and adrenaline works to exacerbate their already inflated sense of self-importance and gives an Aries the illusional sense of moving faster than everyone else. The paradox is, it isn't until an Aries is willing to slow down and face themselves honestly with determination and patience that they ever get anything done. Up next is Taurus, and Taurus, your addiction is food. Taurus has plenty of patience and determination, almost to their detriment. Taurus is ruled by Venus, which allows and endows them with a great deal of patience, as well as a real appreciation for all things sensory. The Taurian taste is supremely elegant. They love a variety of cuisines, well-crafted drinks, and herbal and plant remedies. They also have a sharp sensitivity to certain smells and the feel of materials like clothing and blankets or socks. They are very picky about what goes near or on their skin. Up next is Gemini. And Gemini, your addictions are smoking and the internet. Geminis are gems at distracting themselves when they want to avoid their feelings. The most common way is through the internet. But Geminis, take note, because you also get easily addicted to smoking. They like to quickly surf from one topic to another, and social media keeps them linked in and hooked on to what they need the most. Gemini would benefit from cultivating self-discipline by channeling their pursuit of mental stimulation and future goals by doing something that promotes concentration, like meditation, yoga, or reading. Then we have Cancer. And Cancer, your addictions are prescription drugs or alcohol. Cancer is a sign associated with the home and family life. Cancers are an extremely moody sign, and like any water sign, when they are in distress, they will retreat from the outside world. This sign is susceptible to blocking out pain or bad memories with prescription meds or alcohol, especially when personally wounded or going through a heartache. Cancer's favorite place to retreat happens to be their home, where they derive most of their comfort, like crabs to a hole in the ground. Up next we have Leo. And Leo, your addiction is shopping. Leo is the sign that governs pleasure and creativity. It can also be a very materialistic sign, and vanity is one of their number one character traits. Leos have a natural magnetism, and they want their material items to match. They love splurging on themselves, and others close to them as well. Handling Leo their own credit card can be a risky thing, as they're not known for frugality or holding back. A Leo woman may have a penchant for buying expensive gadgets, clothing, accessories, and items for the home. And the men, they may make purchases in the form of nice cars or the latest electronics. The more souped up and snazzy, the better. This flamboyant sign loves to be in the spotlight. They love to impress and be seen. Up next is Virgo. And Virgo, you're addicted to codependency. Virgo is a sign associated with service, modesty, industriousness, and motive. They are naturally very gifted caretakers for people and animals with a keen ability to analyze, overthink, and problem solve. The shadow side of this talent for helping others is that it draws Virgo to try and gain a sense of purpose in their own lives by devoting themselves entirely to someone else and forgetting about their own well-being. A Virgo may, on a subconscious level, seek out relationships with addicts or those struggling with mental illness. By doing so, a Virgo can avoid their own life by constantly having to be of importance to others. The more dependent that person becomes, the more privately resentful Virgo is. A Virgo who is known. A Virgo who knows how to set healthy boundaries with the needs and wants of others is most beneficial. Up next, we have Libra. And Libra, you're addicted to love. Libra is the sign of partnership and marriage, fairness, and equality. They are happiest in a healthy union, but if there is strife, they tend to lose their equilibrium and positive outlook. Libras don't see themselves as being complete without someone else to balance them out. Libras often stir up ill feelings when it comes to love and intimacy because they tend to move fast and make declarations of love before fully knowing the person. What Libras ultimately need is to seek and look beyond superficial appearances into the heart, mind, and soul of their next partner. Up next, we have Scorpio. And Scorpio, you're addicted to sex. The part of the body that rules Scorpio is usually the groin, male or female. Adult material is therefore a likely addiction for Scorpio, especially since they also value secrecy. Not only does pornography appeal to Scorpios because of their voyeuristic and extreme nature, but it also appeals to them because it's under their control. Ironically, this complex sign really desires true intimacy and passion with another person, but it is also what they fear the most. Scorpios have a passionate libido that goes unrivaled by anyone else in the zodiac, so it takes a special person to keep up. Scorpio would benefit from learning to channel their intensity through other channels, not only for them, but for the ones in relationships with them. Next, we have Sagittarius. And Sagittarius, your addiction is gambling. Sagittarius are ruled by Jupiter, the planet of good fortune, optimism, and abundance. The archer has the gift of providence. Luck protects this sign as well. This makes people with their sun sign in Sagittarius fortunate souls who are expansive in their approach to life, forever reaching for higher knowledge and understanding the answers. They have an unflinching optimism in their belief in themselves and in others, making them quick to take risks on anything from an overseas love affair to starting a new business. Therefore, gambling appeals to Sagittarius because they have a tendency to take on risks at times that are reckless and flighty by nature. Up next, we have Capricorn. And Caps, your addiction is eating. Capricorn is the sign of governing reputation, career, and standing in community. They are more likely to get addicted to something that can be hidden easily or at least disguised as socially acceptable. They are fiercely protective of their reputations and work very hard to rise to the top of the ladder of their chosen field. Therefore, overeating can often be cloaked in secrecy and would be the addiction that some may fall under. Most Capricorns would benefit greatly by relieving some of the pressure and perfectionism that they put on themselves towards delegating tasks to others. Then we have Aquarius. And Aquarians, your addiction is video games. Aquarians are nonconformists who don't follow the crowd. This is an air sign, not a water sign, that has a tendency to intellectualize their emotions rather than deal with them at a gut level. And their choice of vice reflects that tendency. With independence being an Aquarius's way of life, video games allow an Aquarius the opportunity to channel their complex emotions and insecurities into a controlled and entertaining fantasy where you are in charge away from the real world. The benefit of being an Aquarian is that they have an innately quizzical and imaginative mind, but the drudgery of details can drag you down, so you look for an escape. And finally, we have Pisces. And Pisces, your addiction is alcohol. Pisces are the most sensitive, mystical, and empathic sign in the zodiac. Pisceans already make their decisions based on their dreams and emotions. Being so empathic, they have a high susceptibility to drowning sorrows in alcohol and lending precious time to unbalanced people. Their giving nature often attracts people whose personalities are draining at too much of a high cost. Compassionate Pisces sees deeply into the human psyche, but navigating with their heart is where things can go awry. They can easily become the creators of their own downfall with conflicting emotions that swing them to and fro. This sign benefits from fighting for a sense of purpose and balance while working to create better boundaries. And to fight this addiction, Pisces can find relief in exercise of any form. If you or anyone in your life suffers from addiction, it's important to remember they're not alone. And if you know someone who has a problem or you yourself have a problem, make sure and get the right type of professional help sooner rather than later. I want to thank you for listening to the Zenfinity podcast, providing you more information about the zodiac signs, bringing us closer to the universe, and helping us harness the power that the stars and planets can provide. Thank you, and best regards. Until next time.